Maharashtra. A curfew has been enforced in parts of Nagpur, Maharashtra, following violent clashes triggered by demands from Hindu groups to remove the tomb of 17th-century Mughal Emperor Aurangzeb. The tomb, located in Maharashtra's Chhatrapati Sambhajinagar district formerly known as Aurangabad, has become a flashpoint in recent years, with calls for its removal growing louder among hard-line Hindu groups. On Monday, two Hindu organizations, Vishwa Hindu Parishad and Bajrang Dal, burned an effigy of Aurangzeb and chanted slogans demanding the tomb's removal, Maharashtra Chief Minister Devendra Fadnavis told the State Assembly. Rumors quickly spread that religious symbols had been desecrated, sparking violence. Fadnavis described the unrest as a well-planned attack, stating that after evening prayers, around 250 Muslim men gathered, shouted slogans, and threatened to set vehicles on fire, prompting police intervention. Nagpur Police Commissioner Ravinder Singhal reported that over 50 people have been detained, and 33 police officers were injured during the clashes. Security has been heightened across the city, with businesses in central Nagpur remaining closed. The latest unrest has been linked to the recent release of a Bollywood film depicting the brutal torture of Maratha ruler Sambhaji at the hands of Aurangzeb. The film has reignited historical tensions, with politicians from Hindu nationalist parties renewing calls for the removal of Aurangzeb's tomb. Adding to the controversy, regional politician Abu Azmi's recent remarks defending Aurangzeb further fueled tensions. Aurangzeb's name has frequently surfaced in political and religious debates. In 2022, his tomb was closed to visitors after a politician questioned the need for its existence and called for its demolition. Aurangzeb, the sixth Mughal emperor, ruled India from 1658 to 1707. While some view him as a devout ruler who expanded the Mughal Empire, others condemn his imposition of strict Islamic laws and destruction of Hindu temples. Authorities have urged calm, stating that the situation is now under control. Police continue to monitor the city, and officials have called on citizens to refrain from spreading misinformation that could further inflame tensions.